you a video. So, this is another episode of Y2CL Radio with me, your host, John Horsley, or John, or Jay, or whatever you want to call me. Today, I'm going to talk about quarantine. Hopefully, this audio is picking up fine. I don't know how that was going to do with the camera. It's a new camera. I'm using the Zoom Q2N 4K. Supposedly, that's pretty good, but we shall see. Let me turn this. Yeah, that's right. So, as everybody in the world right now knows, there's COVID-19 going around the world, fucking everything up, and everyone's on quarantine. And today is May 11th. So we've been on quarantine for 2 months, 2 months stay at home, which is something I never thought I'd have to do, just stay at home for 2 months. I'm an introvert, so I don't really mind too much, but I do mind because I don't get to go. I mean, I don't know. I get to work from home, which is awesome. I like working from home. I like being at home. I don't really care too much for going into the office. Everybody knows that. But stuck at home, not going to go anywhere and do anything is kind of fucking crazy. And the worst part of it all is, I got 5 kids, as you know, and they're not taking too well to being on quarantine. They are fighting every step of the way, which is, well, not really every step, but they're fighting here and there. I mean, for a while it was fine because they got to sit and play video games and they got to, you know, just hang out. But now they have homeschooling, which I'll get to that in a minute, but homeschooling fucking sucks. It's hats off to anybody who's doing homeschooling well, because I am not doing homeschooling well. It is a pain in the ass. So hard. So hard to do homeschooling. I have 5 kids, so doing homeschooling for 5 kids is a pain in the ass. It's hard, as I said. I mean, my eldest, he's 17. He has a hard time with school anyways. He doesn't like to do it. My 14-year-old has a habit of reading his one assignment for his 6 classes and then half doing it and then just stopping. And then say, oh, I'm done. And then I have to go look and say, nope, you have to do this. Nope, you have to do this. Nope, you have to do this. Oh, nope, you have to do this. And then it's a fight all day long. My 12-year-old daughter, she's fine. I don't really have any issues with her. She needs help sometimes, but she's good at doing all the stuff on her own. My 9-year-old, she's smart. She's good. The only problem with her is I have to keep her occupied or keep her focus occupied, because what she does is she starts and then she gets distracted. It's like, oh, squirrel. Ooh, shiny. And I had to get her back on track. And then my kindergartner, who's 6, he's 6, so I gotta help him out with every assignment. That takes hours a day. Like, if I just had to do all that every day, that's at least like 3 or 4 hours to do them, just to get them through what I can help them with. Not counting stuff I can't help them with, you know, I have to look up. It's a huge hassle. And then I have to work, and I work, you know, 8 hours a day minimum. And luckily my day job's super, you know, understanding, and they're letting me take breaks to do schoolwork, which is nice. It's just hard. And then on top of that, we just got a puppy, actually 3 puppies, which is only something insane people do, but they're so adorable. But we got 3 puppies, and, you know, trying to, as you know, if you had puppies before, it means you get no sleep for a while. And we got 3 of those fuckers, and that's hard. But it's even harder because we can't take them anywhere. We have to take them on a walk down the neighborhood, or we have to take them in the backyard, and we don't have a very big backyard. And the kids love the puppies, and then they don't love the puppies because they want to go and play, or they don't want to deal with the stuff. I mean, but overall, the kids actually are doing good with the puppies because they're cleaning up the poop and the pee and stuff, which is nice. But when it comes to hard stuff, like sleep and bedtime, that's all on Kaylee and I. That basically means we get 2 or 3 hours of sleep a night, and it's a pain in the ass. But with quarantine, I mean, I literally just left the house after fighting with my 17-year-old about his girlfriend coming over. I'm like, dude, we're 2 months in and you're still bugging me for her to come over. And she's still going to work, which is fine. I mean, she works at a restaurant and she's doing curbside, which is good. But it's like, I tried telling him, you've got to answer the unknown questions before we're okay with it. Because this whole quarantine thing is changing the way we think about everything. It's not just, you know, oh, this thing's going to last for a week or two and be over with. I mean, we're 2 months in, but, and they're talking about, you know, doing a baseball season without fans, talking about doing concerts without people, talking about how this is going to change school completely. And I don't know, but we'll see. I'm going to pause here because I'm just at the vet. I have to drop off my doggy's poo-poo sample. So we'll be back in just a minute. All right, I'm back and I am now leaving because I got my puppy's poop dropped off, and now I'm going to get a pin my dog in, which I'll talk more about that on an episode about my dogs. But quarantine, back to quarantine. Sorry, I lost my train of thought there for a second. it's fucking crazy because it's affect. I don't know. I wonder. I sit and I wonder, what is this going to affect long term on our life? Like, what's going to change next year? What's going to be the new normal after all? I mean, I hate saying that, but what's the new normal, right? Is the new normal that, you know, classroom sizes for school is going to be shorter? Not shorter. Is classroom sizes for school going to be less classes, smaller? That's what I meant to say. Is it going to change concerts? Are the maximum number of people allowed in a concert going to change? Is the number of people at a restaurant going to change? I already saw things about the staged reintroduction of people to public or staged quarantine. I don't know. The stages of the back to normal, I guess. And like, my family can't even go to a restaurant until a stage like 3 or 4 because of the sheer size, because, you know, there's 7 of us in our family and they're limiting table sizes at restaurants to 5 people. So, I mean, for large families, it means we can't go, unless we sit at 2 tables, we can't go to a restaurant together until stage 3 or 4 or stage 4, whatever it is, which is, you know, it's fine. It's whatever it is. You know, if it's for the betterment of people living, I'm fine with it. But it's fucking crazy because it's going to change things long term. You know, it has to, right? Because we don't know. I don't know. I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist. I don't want to be a negative person. I don't want to be somebody who's like, oh, I'm afraid of what's going to happen, because I'm not. I mean, I am afraid. I am fearful of the outcomes of this. I mean, my mom's almost 70 years old. My Kaylee's grandma, grandmother-in-law is turning 80 this year. My step-grandma is like 94. So, and they're all at risk. And, you know, anybody in your family that has health issues is at risk. And then anybody who's got lung issues or breathing issues or asthma, they're at risk. And everybody's at risk for something for this. And I wonder, is this going to be an every year and every couple year thing where it's like, well, shit, we got to go on quarantine again because, you know, it's COVID 2021 or COVID 22 is out and it's fucking killing 10,000 people in a month or whatever. And we don't, you know, we don't learn from our mistakes. We don't learn from the fact, you know, some of these states, some of these people who are not believing in quarantine or, like, I don't want to talk politics too much, but our fucking vice president and president going to places that are requiring masks and gloves and refusing to wear masks and gloves because, for whatever reason, I don't know what the fuck they're trying to prove. But, and then, you know, Mike Pence, our vice president, his aide coming out with the coronavirus, and he's been in close contact with that person for a while, and him refusing to self-quarantine. It's like, yeah, you're trying to say you're a fucking tough guy, but really you're just showing everybody that you're a goddamn idiot. Like, I've got people in my life that are close to me, that I'm close with, that are non-believers of this quarantine and, like, thinking that it's all just government cracking down on them and it's government controlling them. And it's like, you motherfucker, knock it off. No, it's for the health and safety of people. I mean, there's people I know who've had COVID, you know, 19, and their stories are fucking horrendous. I mean, I know there's lots of stories of people out there who had it, didn't know, and it wasn't that bad, but none of the people I know that have had COVID are that story. Their story is that it's the most painful shit they've ever gone through, and that it's hell. It's hell on wheels. And, well, there's no wheels, but it's, you know, it's painful to breathe. You have a fever you can't control. Nothing makes sense. You get delusional. It hurts. Breathing hurts. Eating hurts. You have no desires to do anything. You just want to fucking sleep, and you can't. I don't know. I pray to God I don't get it. I pray to God that, or whatever God you pray to, I pray to that one as well. Whatever God I pray to him or her or it or she or what. But I don't want to see anybody in my family go through it. And I feel like if we don't fucking take this seriously, someone's going to go through it that I love, and someone's going to go through it that you love. And it sucks, but some of these people who are anti, you know, the people fucking rushing the state capitals in Minnesota or Missouri, whatever the fucking state it was, you're a bunch of fucking assholes. And I'll say that to your face. You're a bunch of fucking idiot motherfucking assholes. It's like the same fucking people sit and tell, you know, Native Americans or African Americans, they need to, oh, why can't they just protest peacefully? Why do they have to, why do they have to have riots? They show up to the Capitol with fucking bazookas and machine guns and heavy artillery. You fucking kidding me? They walk around going to Starbucks with heavy artillery? You're a fucking douchebag. Like, you know, I'm all for gun rights. I'm all for the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. But people also have the right to not be surrounded by fucking douchebags. And it's, God, it's pissing me off. I see that shit and it makes my blood boil, because you're not fighting for a cause. You're literally, at that point, you're just showing off. You're just showing off. You're just trying to flex muscles and say, oh, I don't have to do what you tell me to do. And it's like, fuck you. Every one of those motherfuckers that showed up on the Capitol with a goddamn gun should be arrested. Or showed up at the courthouse should be arrested and have their guns fucking taken away. Because I'm pretty sure that if certain people were to show up at a courthouse with automatic rifles, they would either be arrested or shot on sight. And that's fucking wrong. And there's no point in that. No one's fucking taking away your rights by telling you to stay home for a while so everybody else can live. Nobody's taking away your fucking rights. You're trying to make other people so they can live. And I hate to say it, but unfortunately, some of those motherfuckers out there, they're not going to take it seriously until somebody they know or love gets it and dies from it. And I hate that, because there's so many people out there that if people would just follow the rules and just stay the fuck home, we could get through this. But no, they think they're above it. They think they're fucking better than it, and they're going to get somebody sick and somebody's going to fucking die. And then maybe they might care, or they won't. They'll say, oh, it was a fluke. They'll make some stupid fucking excuse for it. And it's frustrating, and it's, as somebody who just wants people to get along and wants there to be not, I don't know, I don't want to say peace on earth, but just fucking be nice to people. And just to see people do this fucking pisses me off. Then I get angry. Then I get mad at myself for being angry. So I'm like, no, people will be people, and people have rights to protest. And even if you don't agree with someone, you have to respect their right to protest. But when does someone's right to protest trump someone's right to life? You know, their right to feel safe. Because if your protest is literally infringing on someone else's right to live or right to feel safe because you have to stand in front of the Capitol building and go to Starbucks with your heavy artillery and your fucking bazooka, no. You're open carry? Fuck open carry. Like, seriously, fuck open carry. You should be able to have a gun if you want to for protection. You should be able to have guns and ammo, whatever you want, for hunting. That's totally cool. Nobody needs 19 AKs and a bunch of pistols and a bazooka and a machine gun and all. I mean, yeah, they're fun, cool to shoot, but there's no logical reason besides, well, I want it. And that's one of the problems with Americans, and I'm the same way, is we have this mentality that, well, I want it, so I deserve it, so I should have it. And not necessarily the thought process of what that means for other people. And I'm guilty of it too in a lot of ways. And I think most Americans, I don't know if it's just an American thing, but it's something I see with American people that I know versus like the European or Asian or Australian or other continent people that I know, is that Americans really seem to have this notion that they deserve things and that they deserve it just because they're an American and they have freedoms. Their freedom gives them the rights to have all this shit and fuck everybody else's rights and fuck everybody else because we get to do what we want because we're fucking Americans. And you can't tell me what I can't do because I'm a fucking American. And while that's all nice and dandy, it's gone to so far fucking extremes that it's become a fucking joke. And, you know, I'm proud to be an American. I'm proud to be in this country. I'm proud of a lot of things in this country. But there's also a lot of things in this country that I'm not proud of and that I am ashamed of. But I'm not ashamed of being an American or who I am. I'm just ashamed of some of the stuff I see my fellow Americans doing and saying and how they're acting. And I think anybody in any country has that same thought. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. I know in England they do because it's a lot of people who are pro and against Brexit, and they're pretty extreme, just like they are here in America. And it's like, you know, I don't like political parties. I don't like Republicans, Democrats. I don't like any of that shit. I believe you should vote for whoever best fits your ideas of what you want and who you think is best at running your government, your local government, your state government, or your federal government. I don't think it should be consistent of just two parties. I think that's fucking dumb. I think that the fact that if you have a majority of one side in the House or the Senate, that they're going to control everything, I think that's stupid. I think that that's causing us a lot of heartache right now with this whole lockdown COVID thing. I think that it's causing us a lot of heartache in this country. You got Mitch fucking McConnell talking about how he thinks that the blue states should have to file for bankruptcy instead of getting federal relief funds, and only the red states who voted for Trump should get federal relief fund. And that is the most partisan bullshit I've ever fucking heard in my life. And that's going to do nothing but hurt this country. Not only are you going to hurt, if that happens and if that went through, not only are you going to fucking hurt all of the blue states, but you're going to hurt all of the red voters in those blue states. And I can't imagine how somebody who cares about people or is doing their public service could say that and honestly believe that, because you're just a fucking tool at that point. And I don't know, man. That's fucking ridiculous. I'm going to take a pause here because I'm getting irritated with myself for being so mad. So hold on. So that was fun. Speaking of COVID and quarantining, I just got out of freaking Walmart because I tried to go to the pet. Oh, still wearing my mask. Hold on. Let me take off this fucking mask thing. Hold on. Don't wreck the car. All right. Oh, I can breathe better. I had to wear a mask and gloves in the store, but you know. So yeah, I just got back. I had to get a pin and shit for my dog because my dog's got worms because they're puppies, but the pet store closed 10 minutes before I got there, so I had to go to Walmart to get it. And then I don't like going to Walmart because I feel half the people at Walmart don't follow any of the rules, so I have to, I mean, I would anyways, but I put my glove mask on, put my gloves on, and go and get my stuff. Now, I don't know, it's back to what I was talking about quarantining and about what this is going to affect, how it's going to change things. It is, I don't know, I think right now people are going to overreact, and I hope they do, because I think the way that we've seen historically societies work is you have to have an overcorrection to have a proper correction, because any proper correction is seen as an undercorrection, and the overcorrection is then properly corrected back to where it needs to be. This is one thing people don't realize, is that when politicians are saying they're doing certain things, they're going to do certain things, I don't believe a lot of the times that that's what they mean, that they don't mean they're going to actually, like, oh, I'm going to cut crime to zero. They don't, I mean, they may want to, but the goal is to cut crime down. If you say more than what you think you can do, then you've got a goal to hit for, right? It's all about hitting that goal. And I think with quarantining, we're going to say, you know, oh, we're going to do all these measures, which are good, but we're going to do too much, and then it's going to, you know, undercorrect by time. Although, you know, I would have said the same thing about 9/11 and about the TSA, but we overcorrected there, and we've never gone back down. We just stayed overcorrected and added more stupid screens at the bear report, so who knows? But all I know is that this quarantine sucks. I really want it to be over. I want to be able to let my kids go to their friend's house. I want to be able to go travel. I want to do stuff. I mean, I'm an introvert. I like being at home. I like to be at my computer. I like to be in my garage, in my office. I love that. I love just being at home doing whatever. But fighting with five kids and having a wife who's an extrovert who wants to go out and do things has not made things very fun. But we did add a bunch of cool stuff into our outside deck. I put a TV on a little mount, a motorized mount out there, and we got a fire pit and stuff. So we've got a nice outside hangout area now, which is cool. So that's all awesome, but quarantine sucks, and that's all I got to say about this. I'm sure I'll talk about it again in a future episode, and hopefully in the future we're out of this shit and I can go to concerts, I can go to comic conventions again. Right now comic cons are all canceled. No, and I love comic cons, even though I just did an episode released about, you know, Comic-Con overload. But now that I'm not told that I can't go, that's all I want to do, is go to comic conventions. So anyways, this has been John with Y2CL Radio here on the Spoilerverse, spoilerverse.com. Head over to spoilerverse.com to hear this show, Y2CL Radio, with hear me talking to myself, and head over and listen to Haphazard Adventures, which is me talking with my wife, and then we have Spoiler Country, which is me talking with Kenrick. Spoiler Country is our main show over there. Lots of celebrity guests, lots of you know, comic writers and artists and actors and producers and musicians and stuff. It's pretty awesome. And you've got Bridging the Geekdoms, which is interviews and content and bridging, you know, cosplayers and stuff. And we've got Plug on Warriors, which is all about video games. We've got Misery Point Radio about music and finding that connection of what makes you tick. And we got so many other shows over there. We got articles, we got reviews. I mean, just go to spoilerverse.com and go look at everything. All right, I'm out.